6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The world has bought into his agenda. I won't get into this political and that, but you know, the president, prime ministers, and all of them, they're really just puppets. They're mouthpieces for agendas that are behind them. You could say what you will or may, how powerful, the most powerful, no, there's a whole nother agenda that's behind that, that's orchestrated by Nephilim spirits, fallen spirits that have an agenda for the world. And now, here's the key. If they can get enough people to believe, to buy into their agenda through their imagination and through their expectation, they can establish that agenda. Why do you think secular media, news, television programs, they carry subliminal messages? All of them. Just about everything, except maybe TV, you know, or Christian broadcasting, because two different worlds. But they carry subliminal messages to try to condition your mind. Think about all the, some of you that are of age, you know, back in the day, all these horror movies, all these extraterrestrial, all this stuff wasn't all this demonic stuff, all this, it was more subtle back then. Now it's just out in front of your face. See, back in the day, you couldn't cuss on TV. What? They'll take that program off. Today they cuss, they do stuff. You see people, men kissing men and women kissing on TV. That used to be what they call XXX rated. At the show, you had to be old to get in there. You know what I mean? It was like just couldn't anybody. But today it's coming. Why? Because man's mind has been conditioned to accept certain things, to compromise certain things, to think it's just normal. That's why they have that rainbow coalition agenda. Why the White House was lit up like a rainbow, to try to get people acclimated and conditioned in their mind to accept gay marriage and all this stuff that is not God's agenda at all. And if you stand up against it, you are intolerant. You know, you're labeled the one. Well, the Bible tells me that Israel in the last days is going to be called the stone, not the stone that the builders rejected, but the stone that they're going to stumble over. All the nations are going to reject Israel. Amen. Think about it a moment. Why do they hate them so? Why does the devil hate that little nation so? Because not because there's so many, not because there's so this, that, or another. It's because God brought the oracles through that nation. That's why they've tried to exterminate them all down through history and never have been successful and never will be successful. And that's why they hate the church too, because we carry what heaven has to offer the earth. All right, so I want you to see this. Your imagination is important. And what you expect is important. Perilous times have come because men have become trouble. They've created a world. The devil, through manipulation, has done this. Now, in Genesis chapter 6, let's go there for a moment. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. Here is what the enemy's trying to do all over. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, it says, "And God saw..." Well, let me start at verse 1 of chapter 6 in Genesis. "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, this King James words this differently. That is not how it's worded in the Hebrew. You think that these were just sons of God that chose wives. It wasn't like that. These were Nephilim spirits. These were the fallen angels. Are you hearing? These were the fallen angels that saw the daughters of men and they took them. Didn't take wives, just wives. No, they took these women, had intercourse with them, and it says and they took them wives of all they chose. The Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. From that time forward, God said, I'm giving him 120 years. And that's it, because something has happened in the earth where there's been an interbreeding. Amen. Amen. Come on, there's been an interbreeding. Something has happened to contaminate, to destroy the seed. Amen. And it had to do with the fallen angels, their agenda. All right? Goes on to say, and there were giants in the earth in those days as a result of the spirits having relationship with the daughter of men. There were giants. We're not just talking about 9 feet, 9 inch tall Goliath. We're talking about giants. We're talking Cyclops. We're talking 30 foot. Read it. It's in there. We're talking Goliaths, not just 9 foot. Goliath was a small giant. In comparison to these, now you have to understand, this was before the flood. Before the flood, let me say it this way. I don't know this to be a fact, but a fruit fly, you know how small fruit flies were? A fruit fly probably was the size of a bird. Everything, because see, nothing was decomposing or decaying or dying. Everything was in a pristine glory. Everything was large, much larger. Just anyway. The giants were there, and when they came into the daughters of men, they had children. They became mighty men, men of renown. Now it says in verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Now look at this. And every imagination, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from here on the earth. Now, because of the influence of the giants. Now, I said this in the other service, and I just want to give you enough that we can build on. We'll go into much more detail, I promise you, at some other time. But the science that we know today that man has was established by the Nephilim spirits. These spirits that fell, that came into the earth, they brought secrets. Amen. They brought dark secrets, astrology. That's really where witchcraft began. Yes, yes. These dark arts, astral projection, all these wicked things these angels brought and they taught to men. Amen. And so, even science, as we know it. Now, I said this earlier. I hope I can remember how to say this. But science today will tell you that the earth is 15 billion years old. 15 billion. We read in Genesis where it's 7,000, almost 7,000 years old, a little over 6,000 years old. So with the fossils of dinosaurs in that, people will think, well, how do you connect the two? Is the word, see, let me tell you, everything the devil does is to try to discredit the word. To try to get you away from believing, get your imagination towards something else and not the promises of God. That's just a book. I don't believe everything in there is right anyway. I believe they made some. How many know the Word of God? Every word of God is pure. Every word of God is right. There is no fallible. There's nothing false in the Word. You may not understand everything, but everything is right. Everything about it is truth. Now, science will tell you it's 15 billion. That's a whole lot more than 6,000, ain't it? There was a gentleman that did a did some math. Now, I don't understand the math. I don't know the math. I can't even think of the math that he used. But he took the 15 billion years and he multiplied it by another number that had to do with the number of years. And the point is this. He came up at the end with 6 days. 6 24-hour days. God created everything in 6 24-hour days. Now, how is it that the world can be 15 billion years? Let me show you. This will help you, because see, what we believe about creation has a whole lot to do with the quality of life we can live. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If we don't understand creation and how God operated from the beginning, we'll be deceived and led off into a bunch of other stuff too. Okay? So go with me to Psalm 90 real quick. We'll come back to Genesis. Psalm 90. I just want to read one verse. Verse 4 says, "For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night." 1,000 years in thy sight, the psalmist speaking about God, Jehovah, 1,000 years in your sight is but a yesterday, or like a yesterday, like a day, 1,000 years. Now, if that is the case, God could take what would take, 15 billion years and work all of that into 6 days. If 1,000 years is like a yesterday, according to modern day science, God could do that and did that in 6 24-hour days. There's more. There's much more to that. I just want to put this out there because this is something, if we understand it and we understand creation and how that science is really just now catching up, you know, evolution and all that, you know, there's a whole lot out there that people are confused about, but there's no confusion in the word. Amen. 1,000 years are like a yesterday, like a moment, not even a moment with God. So this guy that did the math actually came up with it, and the numbers were correct. The numbers bore witness to 6 24-hour days, 15 billion years. When I get all the details in this, I'm gonna show it to you. I'll read it to you. I'll put it on paper or something and show you so you can see it for yourself, how that God compacted everything. You see, time is just a continuum of eternity. Let me do this little example again. With what are you in here? Okay, I'll use somebody else. Y'all can see this, right? Everybody can see this pretty good? Brother X, do me a favor. Take and run this back and put it up on that, where the camera is. Now, everybody, turn your head just a moment and see if you can see it and see what it looks like to you there. Okay, it's a little further away from you, right? But my point is, bring it back. This did not change in size. It was the same. Your perspective changed.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Mega Grace.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-Banks or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.